sometimes it's...
Ah, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I think we're live at the Dork Table on this day, the Saturday, 29th of some month, May or something, in 2021, and probably nobody gives a shit anyway. You've been watching the calendar there, Magnus?
Oh, hell no.
Wow. And Magnus is going to sit in with me on Dork Tables. And if Mary gets back, we'll just have to have one of those old American three-ways that everybody dreams of. But in the meantime, we're going to have Guardians going to sit in with us for an unspecified amount of time. Hopefully for a while. And thanks a lot, Grimner. I've had a lot of issues with my Windows because I'm a gamer and I'm not quite smart enough on how to use the Linux to do all this radio. So I'm a slave to Windows, and because of it, I like to complain. And with that, we'll say hey to the chatters. We got a few bots and bodies in the room. This is a kind of an early time of day out in America. But we've got, for your reading interests, we have Barman, Cowboy Tech, Grimnir, Moose Girl, Kate Rob Works. Oh, he's out doing his yard. Esmo Beetle. Hey, Beetle. Chalcedony, Echelon, Prince, somebody. That's me, because I got reinstalled and don't know how to fix my name yet. Vanna White, Weather Dork, The Phantom, CC66, NCIV _ Guardian, hey, Magnus, Kozu, Matt WJ, 2002, The Holiest Roger, and Z-Pix. So right now it's a quiet chat room, not a lot going on in it, but the world is on fire. Did you know that?
Yeah, I noticed.
Well, what's your take on what's got your attention today? And today, let's call the show Big Results from Invisible Enemies. And we're still going to keep the being a hypocrite thing as kind of a back thing. Yeah? So we got something to fall back on.
Sure.
But what's directly on the top of your pile of shit right now that's got your attention?
Well, all the inoculation going on, that's got my attention.
In what sense? I mean, of course it's got your attention, but how do you mean that?
Yeah, well, everyone I know, my family, most of my relatives, they're getting their inoculations, and I'm just thinking, the fuck are you actually doing, people? Hell, really?
And you can't tell it to them in that tone, or are they not ready?
They'll call me fucking insane and lock me up in some bin.
Because the truth is the lie. We're in 1984, even here.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you're not anti-vax, but you're anti this stupid fucking hoax. I know that much.
Yeah.
Because, I'm not for Rockefeller medicine, but I am for trauma medicine, because shit happens to people. We fall, we break things and whatnot. And those kind of medical procedures are less intrusive, and they don't seem to keep you sick afterwards, so they can make a lot of money selling you drugs.
Yeah, well, they like selling their drugs.
Well, how does the drug thing work here for you? Because you have medical through your taxes, right?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Well, how much of the prescription medicine does that cover?
A lot. I have been for the past 7 years or so receiving antipsychotics myself, because I can be a bit wah once in a while, I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's done nothing but put me on a standby button. I can see that much now. And I'm trying to get off the medicine, trying to get out of this psychiatric and all that bullshit.
Well, at the time that they got you, you were young too. So you didn't...
Yeah, I was 20.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed as a 20-year-old.
Well, did you have informed consent when you made your decision, or were the decisions made for you by your peers?
They were made for me, mostly.
Could you have resisted it and not gone along?
Sure, but I don't think that would have been any better. It wouldn't have made any progress, I know that much, because they wouldn't let me.
Hmm. So, okay. Now, I know you've not been to the States, but you've known me a little bit, right? So yeah. would you say the amount of control that I've been, you know, in, aware of is the same amount you're aware of?
No.
Okay. Why not?
I would.
Well, what's your purpose for saying no? Or your reason for saying it? What do you got in the background? You said no, but why do you say no?
Because, well, people are not very strict. They're not that easy. They're not sheep for the most part. There's actually a lot of people who will follow what they believe.
Here.
Like, fuck the inoculations, for example.
Mm.
But there's also a lot of young people around my age and younger even, who are starting to do a lot of resistance in Copenhagen.
In the bigger cities, yeah.
Yeah, they won't take this shit anymore, and they've been doing marches and demonstrations for a few months now.
Yeah, well, when I've gone by the... what's that building where they were doing the testing?
That's a concert house.
Yeah, that building. The line over the time, it's just every time I go into town, it's just less and less people are bothering with any of that.
Yeah, well, I walked by yesterday and I saw a line that went all through that curve that the building is making.
All right, so they're fear-mongering on the news again, or what?
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
Okay, do you ever watch it to see what they got to say? Because I don't, I don't speak the language.
I don't really care much for the news anymore. I haven't for a couple of years now.
Right, but I watch it to see what exactly these people are saying. And until yesterday, we have an admin named Kate, Q-U-E-I-E-T. And yeah. I thought all this, half the United States got inoculated was just the press, you know, making up a story and going with it. And
yeah.
But the more that I speak to people nose to nose, the more I find out everybody they know. Or so they tell me, but yet, you've been to my house. I
sure have.
I'm not, you know, I'm not surrounded by that kind of element.
Nah.
It's, I don't.
You're not.
No, but, well, it's just things are so well, they're explained as we're all confined and locked down and told what to do and all this, that, and the other. But I don't live like that, and neither do you. But they're, okay. But there's a lot of people who do. Or if they don't, that they pretend to so they don't get their bring a lot of attention to their self.
Yeah.
How do you see that?
Well, I have to make a few adjustments for myself. I wear a mask when I go to the store, but I keep it under my nose because I like breathing. So it annoys the fuck out of people in the store, but hey, at least they won't go and bark at me. They'll just go, hey, what an idiot, and they'll keep on walking by.
Wow, so...
And I'd much rather that than they come up and bark at me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just comply to some sense, yeah.
How long are you going to do it for, though? Forever?
Oh, fuck no. If that's the course we're headed for, then I'm going to leave society for good.
Well, how would you do that?
I have a couple of friends who have many kind of skill sets.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You could probably make something sustainable just for themselves.
Live outside of the, outside of the city.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, Denmark is a very small place. So it's got a pretty good sized population, but it's relative to the landmass, because there's still a lot of open land here.
There sure is.
But if you don't see it, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was reading that the U.S. government, a week or two back, the U.S. government has decided, or did this already, they subsidized farmers to destroy their crops last year.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm the only one that saw that link, or I don't get it, not a lot of people will care too much, but... This is a long time back now. So the results of that invisible fucking ghost are going to catch up to us probably around the summertime.
Yeah,
and,
maybe.
Yeah, I would expect to say goodbye to, you know, here, to my favorite things that I have brought in from out of the area. But the local stuff, I don't see anything shifting here.
Nah, not really.
Even the pricing and lifestyles and shit, nothing really changed over here in the last, since this COVID crap started, outside of society being assholes to each other over not covering their face in public or standing too close or whatever the crap is at the moment.
Yeah.
And I've yet to have anybody do it to me, but I've heard other people say they've had it done to them. Maybe I'm just too ugly for people to approach in public without a mask. I ain't going near him. Johnny, you do it.
Hey, no, man. Please don't.
Yeah, I was one of those rare, poor American child that grew up, and I didn't have an uncle that wanted to molest me. You know that? Yeah. I mean, all my life I've been reading all these horror stories about my homeland, where I'm from. All these horrible things that happened to every fucking buddy. So, I went, wow, man, I'm so ugly that my uncles didn't want to rape me? That's kind of sad.
Well, that makes two of us. I got my uncle as well. Bit of a drunk, but nice man.
See, but if you pay attention to society and what it wants you to see, you end up sitting in a fucking corner of a basement with a shotgun waiting for the aliens to attack.
Yeah, probably.
Do you like my rant on the alien invasion that we had the other
day? Yeah, it's been kind of fun.
Well, what do you think about that?
I don't know what to say. It's so stupid.
But we have the technology available to us. You know, the people that have
it. We can make illusions of anything.
Right, but to certain people, they're not wired in properly to see that. What they're looking at is not real.
Yeah, they need to be tuned in to see it or hear it, whatever.
Maybe the Rockefeller medicine drugs have a foundation in them that blocks the ability to get beyond a certain reality or wavelength.
That's kind of fun. Huh? Fun thought, though, because I received, I don't know, I believe it's Rockefeller medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It's pharmaceuticals, antipsychotics I receive every month.
Mm-hmm.
But I still seem to be tuned in enough to understand that it's just a bunch of crap.
How did you make that decision, though? Because you're the only one that could choose. You could have chose to stick with it and go, oh, there's something wrong with me. I better do this. But you didn't.
Well, But that's because I realized a couple of years back, there are so many substances that are so much better for you than the pharmaceutical ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer doing those.
Right. Wow. Well, isn't that illegal? But then again, what isn't? In some way or another, everything's illegal. You got to have a license to do shit.
You can't go to a store without a mask. The fuck, dude?
Well, they've not bothered me. Excuse me. They've not bothered me about that yet.
No, so far, so good.
It's been a year.
But if I did it, they'd probably have another opinion about it. I wouldn't mind because I'm young and
local.
You know, speak the language and all that.
Yeah.
Probably makes a difference, I would assume.
Oh, so my assumption that I'm forgiven my Americanism here.
You know, yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah. I've not yet to meet anybody that holds me responsible for, you know, the crap that my government does.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of people that had visited America or wanted to visit America. Then all the good stories come. And I still never told anybody, you know, it's don't ever visit. I just, what I'd still told them is it's a great place to visit. Just don't stay there.
Yeah, that's what you said to me as well.
Well, because I've seen the good side of that place. And just because the people are acting like idiots doesn't mean the good side's gone. It just means it's hidden. It's like Three Card Mono. Yeah, it's there. You just got to be connected or...
Yeah, filled with criminals.
Yeah, outlaws.
What a world.
Yeah, but no, the correct terminology for how we live is outlaw. Because we're not breaking the law. We're living outside of the law by not obeying it. But I don't know. The stuff that we do or don't do is pretty much victimless crimes any fucking way. You know, I'm one of those people that, you know, believes if you want to sit in front of me and drink Drano, and I've tried to talk you out of it, but you still want to. Fuck it. I did what I could. Go ahead. See ya. Nice knowing you, Bosco. But not like that's going to happen, but you can only argue with what somebody wants so far. And then you got to stop.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like they hit your spot a couple of years back, but why did you continued with it? Did you feel like you were in control of what you were doing, or were you still like a lab rat and they were poking you to see what you'd do?
I was a bit of a lab rat. What I really noticed after I started coming down from medicine, going down in dosage, you know, it's like there's this this lid that's slowly opening, filled with emotions that I haven't been able to deal with for years because they've been locked up.
Mm. Mm.
So I'm starting for first time in like 7 years, I'm really starting to feel angry when something's pissing me off. I feel sad when something, yeah.
Oh, so
I really feel my feelings now, and I haven't been able to for years because of the Rockefeller medicine.
Drugs. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that I've never heard anybody say that before. That's kind of new. But I always thought there was.
Sorry, though.
Yeah, well, I think there's a suppressant because I went through the blood pressure medicine scheme in the States.
Yeah, my dad has been on that as well.
Right, and you know, my size does not explain how they diagnosed me with that. Just my size in the first place, because I'm so little. And why would my blood pressure go up? Besides, I'm anxious, angry, or you're just irritating me. That's how my blood pressure works. It's not a result of a medical problem. It's the result of an anger issue with a fucking idiot. And sadly, these morons wear white coats and they're called doctor. And most of them are in worse shape than I'm in.
Yeah.
I mean, I took a look at the last doctor I had in North Carolina, the first doctor I had when I was going to go through this crap. And I took a look at this fucker across the room and I said, this guy can't help me. What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's being a judgmental, racist, oh, you name it. I would have been slapped with every label there is because my decision based on this guy's health, it wouldn't be interpreted that way. No, you don't like him because he's black. And you don't like him because he's overweight. You don't, not anything to do with the truth. Just
yeah,
all the...
Void of all.
Yeah, we've been bullshit.
Labels, just like they always do.
And yet more and more people go along with it now. It's fucking retarded. Wow, man. You can't even go into a bank with a load of clothes and ask them where the washing machines are anymore. Nobody would laugh.
Nah.
You know, because I want to hear, I'm here to launder my money. What?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was funny, but nobody else did. Yeah, well, anyway. But, see, because I guess what I'm leaning towards over all this shit is there's a lot of drugs that we take that we don't even know we're taking because they put it in the fucking food and the water, the basics. When you buy meat, when you buy dairy products, it's all been tainted with something. Even though they claim it's organic and all that shit, we're in 2021.
Yeah.
Nothing left. If you don't grow it in your own backyard over some, you know, out of some.
It's not organic.
No, it's been fucked with. But I trust your locals way more than I trust the big corporations from where I'm from.
Yeah, I see your point.
Right. And yet, you know, but you haven't been there to the States.
No,
so,
only what I've read and what I've heard of stories.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite and your least favorite?
Well, I once read that 3% of the adult American population believes that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Yeah, I've heard that too, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true, but it made me laugh though.
Yeah, I've heard crazy shit like vegetables come from the grocery store.
Yeah.
And meat, you know, meat it, you get it at the grocery store. They wrap it up in the back. Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Another story also like that leaked out to the internet like 10 years ago, I think it was an experiment the CIA did in the States back in the 70s in a small town, a little local town with a few thousand people living there. They contaminated the water supply for the town with small amounts of LSD to see what the effects of microdosing an entire town would do. And you know what happened within the first month?
Mm-mm.
10% of all production and manufacturers and shit like that, they raised 10%.
Wow. People were more, more creative. 10%
more productive than usual.
Productive.
Because a happy worker is a busy worker, apparently.
Well, look at how things get done around here. Jeez. Me and Magnus, my wife and his girlfriend have been out in the doing all the gardening and all that yard work shit, fire pit stuff. They want to do it. So,
yeah.
Fuck it. I'm going to go inside and call me when you got a fire going. And it's like backwards, because from what I was raised with.
Yeah.
But they're still girly girls, but they like to do the stuff that I really wouldn't enjoy doing anyway. Like building a fire pit wouldn't have interested me for 5 minutes. So as it worked out, well, it just kind of, when I step out of the way and don't tell people what to or not to do, good things usually come from it.
Yeah, I used to try to find the balance as well. Christine, she wants to, well, she's planted some strawberries, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of weeks back. And today I went with her to get more supplies, even though I don't really care about it. But a good boyfriend, you know.
Well, see, that me and you are think a lot alike, but when push comes to shove, you got to please the old lady. So,
yeah.
Right,
well,
but
that's part of the deal, yo.
But we're not obligated to pretend that we like it. That's the twist for me over here. I can be myself as long as the job gets done. I don't have to like it to do it. That's not important. Yeah.
Nah.
So, well, I've had my my personality crucified by people because, well, if you don't like it, what are you doing it for? Well, because I promised I'd do it. Didn't say I was going to enjoy it. Said I'd do it. Well, the folks where I'm from always wanted to take another step, like a Jew banker.
Yeah.
It's got something to do with our upbringing. You know, and I look back and I see my country where I'm from a different point of view because I've been away from it so long. And I remember what it was, and then I'm looking at what it's become, and I can't believe people still support this crap. What's wrong with them? Even here sometimes I just, fucking crazy. How can you vote for these fucking morons that want you to wear a mask on a train? What are you, a train? What are you protecting yourself from? The atmosphere outside the train? Oh, no, it's those dirty, filthy fucking people on the train. Well, I got a cure for that. Get off the fucking train. Leave me alone. But life doesn't work that way.
Plenty of crazy people here as well. I actually have to be completely honest. I know a guy who's, to this day, still a Trump supporter. I don't really speak to him that much because I think he's a fucking idiot.
Same thing. Well, because in the long run, no matter how you look at it, it's fun to chat about it. But in the end, after everything's all said and done, it's all the same shit.
If I tell him what I really think about Trump, he's just going to go, woo, 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 and then I'll just be ending up barking at him, and I don't want to do that.
You know, I read an interesting thing about Adolf Hitler.
What's that?
That wasn't negative. That he liked dogs.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yes,
okay,
well,
see, there's even a good side to a guy with a really bad reputation like that, you know?
Well, it reminds me of an Oscar Wilde quote. He once said that the more I learn about people, the more I love my dog.
Okay, Nah, I still think
maybe
people...
Maybe Hitler just knew too much about people, didn't care for him, but he loved his dog.
Well, with that kind of a big ego it would take to do the things that I've just seen him do on film.
Yeah.
Nah, he was just a frustrated artist. He wanted to be recognized. So, yeah. You know, he was handpicked out of a bunch of people to do the job he did and lie about a lot of stuff. This Jew thing is really not about Jew people. It's about banking institutions using the Jew name to get away with their crime. Because
no one can blame the Jews for anything. Yeah. They'll get killed right away.
Right. Usury is a crime against the people that get stuck using it.
Yeah.
But yet, here we are, even in Denmark. I mean, got Jews in your freaking politics.
Yeah, we do.
Well, how do you get rid of them? They're like bugs. You say a bad word against them, and the next thing you know, you're the bad guy because you spoke the truth, you prick.
Yeah, well, just because I ran in with a bug spray and tried to kill him, well, it didn't work, and I got arrested. Uh-huh. Well,
Grimner says Oscar Wilde was a snarky bastard. He was a writer, Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, writer. You're familiar, too?
Yeah.
Let us know what you think, because Grimner doesn't, he doesn't waste his words. He's got a reason for saying that.
Yeah, well, I haven't read much of his work. All I really remember is the quote.
Mm. Well, with me, sometimes the funny part is I can read stuff and not really remember the detail of shit, but I remember the overall scheme of everything.
Yeah, I'm like that as well.
I have a few books that I've really enjoyed reading, and one of them, in a way, doesn't really make any sense. It's kind of fantasy nonsense. It's called Still Life with Woodpecker.
Yeah.
And it's all in how you read it. Maybe I just needed to read it off of drugs, but
I have a favorite book as well. The Neverending Story.
Really? I've heard that before. I knew they made a movie about it.
I love that book. I saw the movies when I was a kid, the first and the second one at least, and they were good back then, but ever since I read the book and watched the movies again, the movies suck so bad.
You're not a fan of Hollywood?
Nah, but the book was amazing.
But they got Netflix programs about how everybody's going to kill you, rob you, rape you, backstab you, leave you in a hole and bury you alive, all that stuff. And it's movie after fucking movie. There's no end to it. There is no movie anymore that doesn't have some twisted fucking psycho in there killing their, you know, their uncle, as an example. Well, I mean, I am entertained by violence and gore and shit like that to a level. But when there's nothing else but that, it's not entertaining anymore. Then it's like,
I see your point. I don't like those splatter movies as well. A good horror movie can be good. Like the very first Saw movie, I like that one. The rest, holy shit, where about?
Well,
the first one was actually a horror movie. The rest was just gore.
Yeah, but what I was telling you earlier was like they put these movies together in random ways to see what they'll come up with, and then they just sell it. They don't even have a fucking story, or they got a great story and the script was written by a 12-year-old on speed. You know, just horrible told, but the idea was brilliant. Presentation sucked.
Yeah.
Kind of like me and you. We could do a show and just have a bad communication, and it wouldn't be interesting to listen to. And then other times, you say something and it sparks people's curiosity, their interests. You know? My thing is, I like the differences between the countries, and it's all superficial shit, because when me and you sit down, the last thing I fucking am aware of in the world, and this is real, is that you're Danish. I got to think about that before it comes to mind. It doesn't, something, it's got to be brought on, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not the language or any of that, because half the time I really don't want to talk to people anyway. Especially when they're doing the family bullshit small talk or girls are sitting around. I'm not really interested in what they're talking about in the first place. So not speaking the language just makes it sound pretty. You know, so they could be talking about, you know, knitting or sewing or whatever, and whatever they're saying, it's all, you know, melody to me, because I
jibber jabber.
But it's nice. It's a nice jibber jabber. I haven't gotten out to the point where I don't like it anymore yet.
Well, that's good.
Good for me, because these women would thump me in the head. They're not shy. They're very nice, but I think, like Daniel was kind of rude.
Yeah, he can be a bit of a headache.
But when he was at the fire pit being a rude prick, I didn't know that.
Nah, see, I overheard it. I didn't really pay attention to it.
But I heard it the next day from the wife, and I went, holy shit. Now I have to adjust my balance to accommodate my partner, who I live with, and, you know, try not to make a complete problem out of somebody being a bit of an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, right. But see, there's diplomatic ways to be a prick.
Sure.
And that's what I do. I don't directly prick anyone. I prick them through other people.
Yeah.
But not on the internet webs. Because you can hear my voice or read my type, and then it's personal somehow. It's not ambiguous anymore. Well, man, I think I'm an ambiguous person. Some people read it like I'm writing to them, and it's all, whoa, slow down, Spasco. I'll put your name on it if it's got something to do with you. Right, but I'm a selfish guy, and I don't think about this shit when it happens. Think about it afterward.
Yeah.
After the fact. Well, fuck me. We're in a mess. This world is in a mess. You might not know this.
Oh, I noticed it's pretty chaotic.
What was your first indication of trouble?
My first indication? That was actually even before this COVID shit happened.
Okay.
I really started paying attention to new rule sets they put down when Christiania, our Freetown here in Denmark, in Copenhagen, when they started, putting tarp up and wearing masks a few years before the corona hit, I was like, hey, something's not right here. Mm-hmm. I used to be able to see the face of the guy I'm buying my hash from.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're rarely even open because of this COVID shit. And even the ones that are open, they still wear their masks, even though it's a free town.
Yeah, what the? How did we all get so conned so easily by just the story?
I don't know. Obey, follow the masses. People like following the masses because then they're a part of something.
Well, you can still be a part of something without doing all... Well, not a big something. Not something you could have defend you in a fight.
People want it big, though, so... Yeah.
Even here?
Even here. I have a friend who lives downtown who has an 80-inch TV just because... He doesn't even use it. He has this screen he can take down in front of the TV, use a projector. He usually uses that, but he has an 80-inch TV behind it. He never uses just because.
Just because. Well,
yeah.
I guess, what would that be, boredom? That guy needs a drug habit, man.
Oh, he's got one. He needs to get laid, that's for sure.
Ah, well, that was close. Only missed it by one guess. What would Hunter S. Thompson say about all this?
Have a drink.
Yeah, but for all that writing he did, when we were watching that show where the biker rides up on his Harley and confronts him, he didn't look so tough, and he's a big strapping guy. And he looked like a little 10-year-old cowering in his chair.
Yeah, wearing a suit even.
Yeah, he was all different, But he rode with the Angels for a year, and then. Gets upset because one of the bikers is kicking the shit out of his old lady. It's like, what the fuck business is that of yours, stupid? Oh, that poor girl. Are you an idiot or what? Well, you know bikers, right?
Yeah, there's plenty of them in town.
Okay. Well, where I come from in California, I was once involved deeply with a girl who had a brother that was a Hell's Angel. And, he made an attempt to quit the gang. And instead of killing him, they run him down the side of a mountain and crippled him.
Wow.
Yep. People have codes and rules that we don't have. They do.
Yeah.
And somehow or another, instead of killing him, he wanted out. And they let him out. But they crippled him before he could get out. Yeah, so, well...
That's just horrible.
Well, okay. Yeah. So when I see the banditos around here, I just kind of have a smirk to me because some part of me just says they're not truly one percenters.
Nah.
I don't even think that era didn't even make it past the 80s. It's a story, a myth now. You know, it's just some people, they ride around in a Harley living off the experience of a time gone by that will never return.
Yeah.
And they have weapons and they have drugs and all that crap, but they're not.
Oh, yeah, good ones even.
But they're not bad people. Bikers from my day were freaking horrible fucking guys, man.
Well, the bikers we have here in town nowadays,
yeah.
Well, as long as you pay your debt, mm-hmm. they won't fuck with you. But if you don't pay your debt and you don't answer your phone,
yeah.
you could be in trouble, for sure.
And still, they're still nicer than. Well. We're kind of, it's semantics at this point, because getting your ass kicked by bikers is not going to be a good thing no matter how it happens.
Oh.
But, you see, normal people don't even know when they are dealing with, a lot of them wore suits and ties to work in the States.
Yeah.
They went into businesses and became lawyers and shit. So what they did was they cleaned up, but they didn't change their ways.
No.
Well, I think the proof of that is in how poisoned everything became over the last 40, 50 years. Because the more the society claims it's cleaned itself up, the worse things got for the consumer.
Yeah.
Can you explain the chemtrails? Right. Cirque doesn't think they chemtrail us here. Do you?
I don't really know. I haven't paid attention to it for the past few years. I've been dealing with my own shit, trying to keep my mind together.
Well, when you see the stuff in the sky, does it interest you at all? Nothing? Don't bother you?
Well, I can see a difference in chemtrails and in clouds. I prefer the clouds because that's part of nature. That's
mm-hmm.
part of what's around us. But the chemtrails, well, I don't really know what they're doing to us with them. But
well, I would say they're disrupting the quality of our soil so we can't grow shit.
Yeah, probably.
But yet the yard grows like a freaking jungle. But
yeah, well, it depends what kind of soil you got.
Right, or what kind of plants.
Yeah.
But if you're going to eat the plants that you grew in the yard, I think something would probably end up badly for you. I think there's something in the soil that would transfer through the plant and make you ill.
Well, chemicals and dangerous shit can do some good.
And we live... By a still plant.
I remember like 10 years ago or something like that. I was in my hometown and I was in the outskirts of town. And I noticed this little hill where there were big clutches of psychedelic mushrooms all around this hill. And I found out a few weeks after that that in area used to be a dump like 60 years ago. So all the soil there is fucking contaminated by all kinds of shit, but holy shit with the mushrooms, man.
And you couldn't use them. Wow.
Sure.
You did them anyway.
I tried at least a few of them, yeah.
You drug addict. You're a drug addict. What are you going to do?
More.
Society will, they'll shun you. I wish society to shun me. I like it when society shuns me. Because it's a sick kind of thing, but at least some part of my being knows when they don't like me, I'm doing something right. Because society is a hate pit. It's like a place to go to take a shit and get away with it. Because people act like fucking idiots in person now with this masking, and you can't be yourself anymore without...
No.
Yeah, without suffering the consequences of it. So, I'm a little bit pissed on that, but...
Yeah, me too.
But, what did you say to me earlier about most people in the first place, or do you want to repeat that?
Oh, what the fuck did I say?
You want me to summarize?
Yeah, sure.
You pretty much said you didn't want to know most of them anyway. The ones that are treating you badly in the first place. You don't really care, because what the fuck? I'm not going to associate with them anyway, so who cares? But
fuck, I'm gonna sue him. Holy fuck, why would I do that? The lawyers they got, I'm gonna be buried.
But if you,
so no point in it.
Okay, but if you keep your, if you keep the right drugs from the state and you do all those drugs, it'll numb you just enough to tolerate all the shit and smile. That's what I think, yeah. But you're going the other direction with it. Instead of compliant, you're compliant physically, but there's nothing compliant about you mentally.
Oh, no, they are never going to get me mentally. I'm making sure of that by doing whatever I want.
Well, define whatever you want. Because that could cover a lot. That could cover.
People go places without wearing a mask, doing fun, smoking my dope, whatever.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you and Christine are never bored. You always got something cooking or some place to go. You have to go home to hide out to get away from everybody.
Yeah, well, one of my abilities is keeping busy without doing anything.
Well, you've managed to play a few instruments. That's
something. Keys, bass, and guitar. Yeah.
We're going to have to get you to make us a little intro sometime, maybe a couple months from now.
That could be fun.
I can't seem to get my computer skills together. I'm always having to ask Grim to give me an hand because maybe it was the time in life. Maybe this is how I am. You know, there's just something about this. I'll give you an example. I remember being in a bar in the 80s, 87, 86, 87, somewhere in there, in San Francisco. I'm sitting in this bar and somebody came up with a CD. Hadn't seen a CD yet. This is my first time I'd ever seen a CD, and my instinct told me, said, oh, don't get too comfortable with that. It's not going to last very long.
No.
And then I was laughed at and told I'm an idiot. And what was it? 10 years went by, and guess what? Cell phones came along. Well, no, cell phones came along with the music shit.
Yeah.
You put up 100 fucking albums on a thing that fits in the palm of my hand, and I've got small little hands. But still, man, well, why would I want all that bulk and have to protect your CDs and all that work when I got it on, hey, it's all automatic. Ooh, push button.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit old-fashioned in that sense. I like my records.
Okay. And see, there you go. And in the physical world where I don't give a flying toss about how you do it, all I care about is it gets done. Unless it can't be done, and then I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to try to figure out how. But
Yeah.
But how you get it. Well, I do bitch about the quality of YouTube links a lot to you, though. So this could be the hypocrite in me. You know, where I'll tolerate it because I want to hear it, but boy, it sounds like shit on this fucking YouTube link because of the delivery.
Yeah, and the uploader might have been put up a bad.
Well, right, but you hear one song and it sounds perfect, and then you play something else and it sounds like you're playing it in a bucket. So,
that could be something with the uploader, what sample he used to upload.
See, all these technical fucking doodah things, I don't care for all that. I want it simple, easy way.
One click away, here's the music.
Well, now I think because I'm so old now, I don't want to waste a lot of time, again, learning something that in 10 years I'm not going to need to know because it's not going to be there anymore. The obsolete... Yeah. The planned obsolescence has made an ogre out of me. Well, there's nothing physical that, material-wise in my life that is really all that important. It's just a thing. It's a tool to do something, like the computer or whatnot. You know, and all the stuff, I don't give a fuck. It's just stuff. Give me a break. But when you tell people that on the radio is one thing. When you tell somebody that has dinner with you on a regular basis on the radio and they go that's another story. Well, it's just strange to me because I've been on the radio with a lot of people from home, and it never dawned on me to try to find somebody around here to do it. Cirque brought this up.
Yeah, well, was a good idea, though. I think it's fun.
Well, I think the contrast, you know, is really, we're very similar, even though the age, country, language, all these bullshit labels we've been given.
Yeah.
And when you sit down and get stoned or you get high, whatever, and you start thinking this shit through, you do really understand it. It's just bullshit. It doesn't even fucking matter. It matters. Yeah, it matters to the person at the moment, and it's like, poof. How can you? Yeah.
Something new.
But some folks manage to drag everything into these little ideas, and they're not really related, but they relate them anyway, like racism. Like, yeah. I was telling you about my doctor. Oh, you don't like him because he's black. It got a fucking nothing to do with him being black, you idiot. Look at his health. He looks like he's going to die any minute now. Well, I'm going to have to save him. What are you, fucking nuts?
Oh, fuck that.
And on top of it, this is absolutely what he told me after a diagnosis. He looks at me and says, Lewis, you are an enigma. I'm the enigma. He's the inept boob that can't practice medicine, but I'm the enigma. Because what that meant in legal terms was, I don't know how to fuck you out of money.
Yeah, probably.
Because I wasn't testing and properly for the test they wanted me to test for.
No.
I had nothing. Oh, man. And when I had something seriously wrong, which was hernias, I had to go to 3 other doctors to prove I had hernias or whatever. And of course, the other 3 doctors said 3 different diagnoses. One of them said I had herpes. One of them said I had it was all in my mind. But fortunately for me, before they killed me by rupturing, I had a paramedic friend get me to a surgeon on a personal level. Yeah, it was like beyond all this referrals and crap like that. It was, the guy's going to die. Can you talk to him? And he said, sure. I meet with him on Tuesday, and on Friday he's doing the first surgery. So I was in some serious life or death situation with that, and these fucking doctors are playing games with me like I'm, you know, a check mark on a piece of paper. No concern for my life at all. Zero. But I wasn't aware of it at the time when all this was happening because I was ill. But once I got better and went through the blood pressure crap and then found out what I found out, I went, holy shit. Because if you were to tell an average Dane that Rockefeller medicine is poison, what would they tell you?
You're an idiot. Probably something like that. They'd call me an idiot.
Based on what?
Rumors.
Well, what's one of the more prevalent illnesses in your culture? Mine was high blood pressure, diabetes, I call them man-made fucking illnesses in the first place.
Well, I know that there's a lot of depression, social anxiety going on at the younger population.
Well, yeah, shoot. After a year of being treated like a dog, how else would you feel?
Oh, I'm talking about years before this.
Oh, jeez. Well, I think
when I was a teenager, I had social anxiety. Like, holy fuck, I couldn't even go to school in the end because I was thinking I was feeling paranoid. I thought people were talking behind my back. I couldn't even enter the building. So, social anxiety has been going on a lot for at least 20 years here in Denmark.
But it's got to be induced by something. It can't possibly be nature. It's man-made.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
But it might be the 12-year-old vaccination that everyone gets here in Denmark. As a 12-year-old, you receive an inoculation that there's not really any much. There's not much to say about it. You just gotta get it. As a quick kid, you can't really say anything, and your parents thought it was the best for you. So I got it as well.
Yeah,
might have been the inoculation I got as a 12-year-old.
I read a meme today that said from the 1850s, it said that a doctor's quote about he's never treated a cancer patient that didn't get inoculated for polio. So there's a group of doctors that want to claim that all these cancer problems stem from the very first inoculations that were human given to humans through the polio program.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, and that the newspapers reported complete falsehoods and made up shit and stories and lied and all this. And here we are today, and half the world wants to get a shot to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And these, and I harp on this, these are the same people that tell you, no, 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 don't smoke pot. Don't you do that heroin.
Most of them would be like that.
Can you give me a ride to go get my inoculation and a free donut? Well, they're bribing. I mean, how obvious does this have to be? If it was good for us, why would they be bribing us with fucking garbage? Shots for, you know, you get a donut here, you get a coffee there, you get, you know. I've seen it all. I mean, I've seen the memes. Don't know how much of it's true and how much of it's bullshit, but Kate kind of, I know, she's very honest on the internet web. Yeah, well, some people are a little storytelling, but I don't think Kate would claim that half the country and all the people that she personally knows claim they've got shots when she says most of all the people I know that didn't are on the RLM. Went, holy fuck. Yeah, Java Doctor too is mentioning, he said he has one friend, he managed to show him something that changed his mind, but everybody else took the shot.
Oh. Well, at least one makes one difference.
Well, you know what suspiciously went away from public conversation over since the COVID? 5G.
Yeah, nobody's been talking about that for at least a year and a half now, yeah.
Yeah, isn't there 5G here in town?
I'm not sure about Freddytown here. But
Would your dad know?
Nah.
He's not into that part.
He's not a part of the country. A bit further north. But I do know they've been installing 5G all around the country for 2 years, 3 years maybe.
And why did they tell you they were doing it?
To upgrade our internet capabilities.
What do you think they're really doing it for?
I don't know, maybe it's some kind of horrible signal they're going to send out that we can't hear using frequencies that's going to activate something deep inside of us that's going to kill us off. I don't know, but it's only one theory.
Hmm. Well, it's not the most popular one. I'll tell you that.
Not.
And yeah, some people would already have told you to shut up right there.
Punched me in the face.
It's a hot topic. Well, it's a hot topic. This is what I mean, why I call this, you know, invisible enemies, because the story is the story, but the reality is completely fucking different. But yet people can't seem to figure that part out. They seem to put them together instead of separating them and realizing, oh, okay, we're not being told the truth here. They put it together to make the truth.
Yeah.
What? Okay, well, that took me a long time to get to that point. I see the world my own personal way, different than everybody, like you do.
Yeah, sure.
And then there's people in our lives that they participate in it on a wavelength that we can't.
Yeah.
You know, like my wife.
For example.
Yeah. The job and all that stuff that she does, just the routine of it would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I wouldn't even last the thought of it.
Well, then maybe we need to unionize. Bums of, what do we call it? We can't call it a country. We'd have to think of something new. Bums United, BU. Bum Lives Matter, BLM. The new BLM. Anyway, we'll get everybody from the train to join. We'll give them all a beer. Anyway, so let's see. I have been also an anti. I don't believe the nuclear story either.
No, I know.
Right, but talking about this on the radio, there's not a lot of people I could get into with it. But because I've seen the films of Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and Nevada, and all these things on film.
Killer movies, though.
Okay. But on the other hand, when I was living in New Jersey in 1978 while Three Mile Island leaked, nothing happened to me. When I was swimming in California at Pismo, not Pismo, but San Luis Obispo, there was a nuclear plant on above Pirates Cove. Nothing happened to me there either. But that one didn't leak. But what I think happened is the press, the information people that tell us what's going on in the world, they misrepresent things to make us afraid of it.
Yeah.
Because have you ever stuck a fork into a light socket to see what would happen?
As far as I recall, no.
Okay. You know what would happen if you stuck your fork into the wall switch?
Only what I've been told.
It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be pretty, that's for sure.
No, right. It wouldn't be pretty. Okay, so what they've done is they've showed you if you mishandle electricity, it will kill you, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is my version of nuclear. What they've showed us is if you mishandle the nuclear, it's going to do something we don't want to happen.
Sure.
But they pretended to show you something that it's not capable of doing. And because the threat for how many 50 years we've been living in this threat of nuclear war, and still some countries are still building nuclear to this day. And
yeah, they are.
Did you know how Israel pulled off their nuclear bullshit?
No, haven't heard about it.
Back in 1967, young fella, there was an investigation into the Israelis building a nuclear plant. So what they showed the people that came to see what they were building, they showed them the building structure of an energy source. And what they really ended up building was a bomb source. But the investigation, they showed them what they wanted to see, and then when they left, they took that down and put what they were really going to do there. And they lie like fucking rugs. Whoever these people are, it's just a sad thing that they've pulled off on the people that they're Jews, so you can't say that without upsetting 90% of the people.
No, it's a hell of a cover-up.
Yeah, cover-up. And you'd think after all these years, we went through fucking Nixon. And now here we sit with a Biden situation.
Yeah.
But, well, there isn't one election that they didn't bitch. One side bitched about the other side. Oh, they stole the election forever. Goes back and back and back and back.
Yeah, well, they've been doing that for a long time.
It's all part of the performance, man. It's not real.
It's just a game. It's a merry-go-round.
There is no election, and it doesn't matter which idiot you pick. It would be like the difference between going out with two different females. One's going to treat you one way, and the other one's going to treat you another, but they're still female. You know, it's the same thing, kind of. Just looks different. And well, people seem to look at the presentation of it. And that's all there is. It's just what you see, not what's behind what you see. Oh, no. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
We're living in a world filled with, what's the right word? Well, that's up to
psychos.
Well, no, because that covers...
At least one's in charge.
Okay, there you go. Well, how do you explain that the absolute worst of us are the ones in seats of decision?
I don't really know how to.
Would you say that, okay, would you agree with, I think that money corrupts a person?
In the first place.
So if they go in a spoiled fucking brat into the seat of decision, they're already there. Now, if they get there and they go, I don't ever want to be poor again, guess what?
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi. Well, actually, she comes from a criminal family out of Delaware. I think Delaware or Baltimore or something like that. One of those the East states. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She comes from big money. And she's worth, on paper that we know of, $200 million. And she got a job. Gets paid $200,000 a year plus expenses. And then she runs around using the military as a personal fucking airline. There you go, airline. Yeah. What? These people are so above. They don't even understand life. There's nothing about life that seems to connect to them.
No, they just sit on their asses laughing at the rest of us while high on all the good shit.
How would you define your situation? You're a parliament and you're queen. Because there's a lot of people on RLM that want to take a shot at the queen. Ooh,
well,
because
the queen doesn't have as much as a voice as you would assume. Actually, it's the prime minister that ends up taking the final decision when a new law gets made, for example.
Well, they say that about England, but in England it's not true. It's just a story about the queen, because the queen can do whatever she pleases of England.
Yeah, they're not okay. The Danish one. She's got a big reputation for being a hell of a queen, and she sure is. But when it comes to making decisions for the country, she doesn't have much of a say.
Well, what do you think she would want to do about all this COVID? Do you know much about her, or do you just know what everybody knows?
What everybody knows. I saw the New Year's speech she does every New Year's.
Yeah. I remember
kids,
that.
You know,
but
I don't watch those anymore because it's the same old shit. It's just a new word for it. You know? New way to say the same shit she's been saying for the past 50 years.
All right. So all these businesses that got fucked in Freddytown over the last year and a half, right? And there's a good amount of them. They got fucked over. What is going to become of these people? Who's responsible, besides the government, for their situation?
That's a good question.
Okay, well, I didn't expect you to know, but I thought we could talk about it. I'd like to make the decision, but they won't let me. I'd be fair. You know what? I get called. You want to hear a good one? People call me a communist. Do you think I'm a communist?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay. But I'm not a capitalist either, because I don't give two fucks for money.
Nor that.
What else is there? That kind of, that's it. I don't fit in the standard mode. Whatever the mode is that we're all trained to respond to and identify and see, I don't have it. I don't even care, but it comes up in conversation. Cirque and Grimm, at the end of their show, they do a show on Monday night. And my name came up at the end of their show, and they were chitter-chattering about my robe.
Yeah.
But, it is kind of funny that I've got this goofy robe I wear. I wear it in the house all the time. I don't go out to the store in it, for fuck's sake. You know, I'm not you. Yeah, but you're less concerned about how, you know what I mean, or not.
Yeah, I remember when I went to 10th grade, I once showed up for a concert me and the music band team was doing, and I was wearing a robe and a pair of shorts, and it was the winter time, just to FYI.
Do you think you're, what, Flea?
Well, at that point,
future
I was.
Flea.
I was a bass player then, so yeah. Didn't slap it nearly as good, but I played fair.
Wow. Well, at least you're not full of yourself too much. That's good.
I know my limitations.
Well, you know what? I think that limitations are a personal choice. Because, you know, some things are, they just don't interest me to do them. Or I don't like it. Or something negative. So I fuck it. Put it off. Let somebody else that wants to do shit do it. And there's always somebody who wants to do it. You just got to be patient. Because you know what we're living in right now?
Nah.
A recipe for disaster. I mean, if the people in the seats of control at the point we're at now, if they don't stop what they're fucking doing and stop it soon, they're going to end up with a big bowl of shit.
Yeah.
Well, right, but why you can't get it across to the average guy that when your government spends, you know, $4 trillion here and $6 trillion there, it's over. You're done. This isn't help. This is nailing the coffin shit. They're getting rid of you.
Yeah.
It's over. So, well, okay, it's a slow cook. So, like, I agree with the wavelength thing from the 5G. 5G, 4G, 4G. 3G, I don't care what G.
Nah, it's
that
not
is not
any good.
No, that's not the point. The point is that I believe that our medical people behind the scenes are evil pricks that would experiment on us to see what will happen. And I've tried to show you the link of Bill Clinton apologizing. And the only, but the only thing people ever wanted to hear him apologize for was his little business with the Jew girl. And no, this is about Americans being experimented on with weapons, basically nuclear radiation and shit like this,
whatsoever,
without their consent or knowledge. Now, something struck me earlier to bring it back up is, what if that in itself was just more fear-mongering to make you afraid of nuclear? I don't trust these people, man. The more I dig, the less I believe. Or at least part of the story is true, but there's more to it than you know to explain how the thing happened. So
yeah, they adjust the truth just enough so we won't really catch on what's really going on.
Yeah, well, I hate Netflix, but I use it because sometimes I get bored. And I've had this problem about the Manson thing ever since I was a kid, right?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I wouldn't follow Charlie Manson into a public fucking bathroom. Thank you very much, but he ain't leading me any fucking where. And according to the Netflix thing that I saw, they finally explained there was a connection between LaBianca and Manson.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. They've always said it was a random hit on a house, and they murdered. Well, what happened is the LaBiancas called the fucking cops on the Manson thing because they were partying next door to him, and they didn't like it. And so Manson went there to steal some money to pay off the bikers. One of the bikers that were watching the his place, what was it called? Spawn Ranch, right? It's outside of L.A. Well, he had bikers there protecting him because they were doing shady things with drugs. And somebody ripped off a dealer. Well, Charlie was from prison, so he had that thing about, well, you owe money, you pay it.
Yeah, well,
right.
That's just common sense if you ask me, but yeah.
Okay, right. So some of us have that kind of understanding about this particular kind of situation. So what Manson actually did was he went there and he robbed LaBianca of enough money to go pay the bikers off, because that's where the trail leads to, a block away from the headquarters in Venice, where the Straight Satan's headquarters was, where their main house.
Yeah.
So why is he there that night? Because, well, of course, the trial was just a big show. It was a bunch of crap. Helter Skelter and all this nonsense, connecting them to the Beatles. That was Bugliosi trying to make a career for himself.
Yeah.
Right? But we know about Admiral Petit Court today. How many people knew about it then?
I wouldn't imagine it would be that many.
Or the control of the press, because I remember reading the newspaper, believing what I read in the paper was what happened.
Sure.
Till I
was remember that time.
Now, I hit a certain age where, whether it happened or not, I didn't care anymore. So it kind of went away. But
yeah, I was about 16 when I hit that age.
Yeah, but I still read it. But it's something to do, you know, killing some time, waiting for. We remember, you might not remember the old days before phones, but we had to do things like write letters, make telephone calls from boxes on the wall.
Yeah, sure.
It was a whole different world. Anyway.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
But it was easier to bullshit people back then, I thought, until this last year, that people had, you know, collectively gotten a little smarter. Look at all the fucking advantages and all the technology and all it's done.
Progress.
It seems to slow them down.
Yeah.
Because I don't think of you as a high-tech kind of guy.
Oh, I'm not.
But you're smart. You know enough shit to get through.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as being like a techno turd, that's what I expect from your age group, but that's not what I see.
No, I'm a bit out of character for my age group here in Denmark.
Are you? Oh yeah, because they all want to be, what do you call it, yuppies?
Yeah.
You don't want to be a young urban professional? Make 200.
I'm not being myself, though. That's what I got doing going on.
Yeah, well, okay. It works for me and Cirque. I'm telling you, and Christine, we get the biggest kick out of her. She gets to come over here and do what she wants to out in, you know, in on our property that on your property would probably piss off a neighbor.
Yeah, and probably.
Our neighbors mind their own business down this way.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah, but we have the best. Do we not have the best fucking neighbors, me and Cirque? Or
you sure do. I'm proud of you.
I've been bragging about this for so many years with Mary and Vince and other folk, and yeah. It's so good to have somebody that knows. Because my neighbor on the one side got ill, so we got new neighbors come in, and we have to, you know, see how that goes. But as far as that's I'm not projecting and expecting or anything. I'm just gonna go with it.
Yeah, roll with it, man.
But this part of the street is just, I don't know, we all seem to get along really good.
Yeah, seems like, yeah, for the most part.
And tomorrow is another day, unfortunately. Now, let me see. I got a list of crap. I wrote down stuff because, you know, our similarities are still, like, buried beneath the language barrier, you know, and the accents. Because my accent is, you might not know this, but we don't sound alike.
Oh, I know.
We don't even sound like we know each other. Let's see. So in my notes, I got stuff. I'll just read something, and you tell me to stop when it hits your interest button. And I got topic like, let's cook some books. How can we avoid the vaccinated? Let's fool all the people all the time.
Well, avoiding the people who got vaccinated, that's not going to be that difficult. If you ask me, probably it's going to be pretty easy because most of them are going to, you know, die off.
I'd hate to believe that.
Me too, but it's what I think. It's what I actually believe is going to happen, but yeah. I hope so much I'm wrong.
Yeah. But the reports so far, I haven't seen anybody get sick that's taken it. There's not been anything around us to indicate that somebody in the neighborhood got sick from the vaccine. We would have heard about it by now.
But my grandma, she died 2 months ago.
Okay.
A week after her first inoculation from the COVID vaccine. Okay.
Now we have a witness.
In her garage.
Ouch. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But she did live to be a good age, which is...
Yeah, she was 80, 81, something like that.
But still, you know, nobody wants somebody else to get killed unless they're a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
I mean, when it reality strikes, because, you know, I hear a lot of people on the island, they're angry. My buddy Beetle, he's always saying, hang them. And that ain't never going to happen. But I'm not against getting rid of them. But killing them, that's kind of permanent. You know? That would be the same as them killing me, would be the same as me wanting to kill them. I'd rather, like, set them loose in a city like Detroit, 4 o'clock in the morning with no help. You know? Under camera surveillance, watch every move. If anybody helps you, we're going to shoot them. And they all know it, so nobody's going to be helping you. And you're not going to get any money or nothing. You get through. You'll see. See Nancy Pelosi eating out of a garbage can for her first time. Live on TV. I bet that would straighten society up in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I would like to think so.
Well, sadly, you know, what we have is a fucking free-for-all with the label of control. Oh, look, the police. Oh, look, they've got guns and tanks. Yeah, but that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
The truth is...
Biggest gang ever.
Because the truth is so hard to... what's the right word? Accept? You got to accept it before you can believe it, I think.
Yeah.
Or do I have it backwards? You got to believe it before you can accept it. Well, it's one of those two. Maybe it's individual. But, you know, for me, it was a lot of reading about it, you know, because I was away. So I was real interested in where I was from because I didn't go there anymore. I was somewhere else.
Sure.
And the further away I am, the worse the story gets.
Yeah, I see your point.
Well, it's not the greatest story here, but for some reason, because we, I guess, live outside of the law, me and you, we managed to still have this house thing going where we entertain each other, you know, amongst this COVID pandemic, and nobody bats an eyelash at us. Everybody knows we do what we do.
Yeah, the neighbors must have noticed after this past year.
Yeah.
Year, 2 years.
Yeah. So, but if we were in another place that was more restricted, more government controlled, it would probably be, even in Copenhagen, would probably be different.
Probably.
I'm just assuming because of the size of the population more than anything else.
Yeah, it's a pretty big city.
But like you said, even Freetown's got slapped in the face. How do you slap anarchists in the face with state law? What the fuck?
I don't know, the mentality of the consumer obeying the law. They don't care much for it, but when it's about health, maybe they care. I don't know.
Well, that's a sensible, logical, intelligent way to put it. But how can somebody go willingly to get an inoculation for something that 98.9 or whatever percent of the people that get it survive it? It kills just a fucking fraction of us off. And the ones it kills are old or, you know, physically sick already. Maybe it's that fear level that we live on.
Maybe. Actually, a friend of mine, he has sent me a link a couple of months back saying it's actually more likely for you to be hit by a comet than die of the COVID.
Wow. Comet?
So go buy a helmet, fucker.
Yeah, but do we get hit by comets on the Earth?
I don't know. I haven't experienced it in my lifetime.
Well, somebody brought it up about a meteor earlier, and they kind of, I don't know. It's a weird topic because I don't know how it would possibly could penetrate the Van Allen belts and ever hit us. But that's my understanding of this thing that we're living with, on, at, or stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not so convinced the world is round. I know everybody else is and all that. And I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that maybe it's not.
Yeah, you know what? I don't really care either way.
But it's such a fun topic because it goes so deep into the indoctrination. Because I remember being in school, and if you didn't have the right answer to the question, there was something wrong with you, boy. You gonna learn, son. What's wrong with you? Yeah, well, yeah, punishment came from not seeing things the way the system wanted me to see it.
Yeah, what a great system it was.
I took a lot of ass whippings because it said, no.
Yeah, well, numbers are no different. So. Well, it used to be no different. I remember a story my granddad, when he went to school as a kid, he was out of line during class. And his teacher yanked his ear. He actually ripped half of the ear off from his skull.
Now that's called violence.
Oh yeah, but back then
in the day,
it was fuck yeah.
Well, yeah, that was a value to education back then too.
Yeah,
you know? And education was hijacked by government in the States, right? But way before that, it was controlled by a. It's controlled. Let's just say that. And the things that we get taught are either half-truths or... And how I mean half-truth is there's more to it you need to know to go any further than you are. Like what Larry Woods would talk to us about electrical. Yeah. There's laws in the code that they operate under that stop them from doing things that if they were to do those things, they could progress to the next stage of progress in that field. Yeah. But laws are written to control the worker, control what his movements, his actions. They even got people believing there's a thing called, you ready for this?
Sure.
Intellectual property.
Fuck, Chuck.
Yeah, like you own the site that you put your... Like Grimm. Grimm owns Real Liberty Media. Oh, com.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that is, isn't that considered intellectual, or is that physical property? Maybe that, or maybe it's the coding behind. I'm trying to give you an example. I know with an area I'm not really good with, but
yeah,
just
sure.
The idea that you can own an idea, a patent, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you? You know, this is why people call me a communist. Is I would rather sit down with everybody and think of every fucking weird idea we can think of and write them all down and then just start moving through all the crap that ain't going to ever work. And eventually you're going to come up with a thing that will work.
Yeah.
And
eventually,
that's,
sure.
Well, right. But that's, it's learning and creativity and actually inventing is a process. You do mistakes along the way. Okay,
well,
but
the master is the one who has tried to err most time.
Okay, and we've got a society now that wants a vaccine for the common cold.
Yeah.
Just because...
Years, man.
But just because some fucking three-piece suit told them that it was going to kill them when it wasn't. They got little kids wearing masks, man. Little kids.
Yeah, I know. I've...
The percentage of children that die from the flu is just... They're already ill.
What really gets my attention is newborns around this time, because as a newborn, you have to see faces of people to recognize difference. But with everyone wearing masks, you can't see their faces, and it's going to do something horrible to the newborns, I would assume. When they grow up, they're going to have a way different life than what we ever wanted for them.
I agree with that. Yeah. Well, Cirque's got plans to keep me around for quite a bit. But, jeez, if the world is going to see, I don't see the world like that. I read about it that way. I hear about it that way.
Yeah.
But my world is really just where I'm at. You know, when I go to the train to go get some smokes, that's where my world's at. It doesn't involve the whole planet. Oh, wow. Yet, I do agree we're all connected, because I got to go somewhere to get milk. Food,
sure.
Blah, blah, blah. But
yeah.
Beyond that, there's my own little world that I live in and where I interact with others. And
yeah.
That I haven't lost control of that yet.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say so.
I think I'm just as free living here now as I was when I got here. But the society around me has, they've hunkered down a little bit with their limitations, but it's more voluntary.
Yeah,
it's
is,
yeah.
Definitely.
Well, right, but if you speak Danish, like you said earlier, excuse me, if you speak Danish and you go against them, then all of a sudden the rules change on how they cope with you.
Yeah, they'll label me for sure.
Okay, but what's the difference between them labeling you and labeling me? I'm somebody, kind of.
Yeah, well, everyone's somebody, but I don't want to be somebody that I'm not. And they put labels on everything based on assumptions.
Right. What I mean is, it would be harsher on you as a Dane than it would be on me as an American.
Yeah. It would play a role.
Why are they so much nicer to me than they are to their own?
I don't know. Maybe it's about appearance, status.
Huh.
I have no fucking clue, man.
I don't think I treat anybody any different than anybody else. You've been out with me. I'm just saying, if you don't like me, fine. I don't care. I'm not going to force you to have a conversation. That's ridiculous. Go.
Yeah, that'll
be gone.
Too.
Right, exactly. So I've had nothing but good times, except for the few times I pissed my wife off a little too much in the house.
Sure.
Well, cohabitation breeds a little contempt every now and again. Somebody wants to be the boss. And it's usually me.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, I like to play around, though. But sometimes she thinks I'm serious.
Yeah.
Not all the time. It's just every once in a while. It's like you can't read what I'm doing. I get a little confused because I think I'm so clear. And other people find me a little confusing. Like, there's no way to be sure I mean what I'm saying at the moment I'm saying it to you.
Nah.
I think you can. Yeah.
Yeah, but not that many people. I would assume nor. No.
They don't seem to. Now, how me and Magnus have clicked on this mindset thing, it goes beyond anything I've ever seen or done before. Because first off is the language. Second off is the age difference. And when we're talking about these ideas that we have, all these language, age kind of crap just kind of drifts. It goes away. I don't look and see a young kid and all that crap. That's not on the forefront. I'm just talking to you.
Yeah.
So when society starts bombarding me, then I start giving labels. Yeah, you didn't notice something.
Yeah, well, that's the American guy going for his cigarettes, but not more than that, no.
No, exactly. See, because life is what I make it. You know, I bring the results I have to myself.
Yeah.
Well, not a lot of folks believe that. They go, well, then how come you don't have a $5 million house? And I said, well, because I really don't want that. That wouldn't really please me.
Probably just be a waste of space, even.
Yeah, I'd fill it up with more people. So, no, thank you. Because I would be, I just know me. That much, no, too much is not enough. You know, just go, so I got to share it. And by doing that, it just creates a lot of havoc.
Yeah, I see your point.
So it's time for me in my life, when I met Cirque, was to slow down and maybe, you know, plant some roots and see what happens, and don't be so hot to go somewhere else. In the first 5.5 years, I didn't even want to go anywhere. But the last year and a half made it so I never want to go anywhere.
Yeah, I noticed.
What for? I've got it freaking made here, so to go somewhere else now to see what would happen with all that I've been told would be a total shitstorm.
Yeah.
I would probably meet my first Karen and probably go right to jail for knocking her out. I haven't had a woman talk to me like that since I left America. My ex-roommate had sisters that didn't care for me. Now, I didn't care for them either, though. But, well, you know, personalities. That's why I'm so amazed with Cirque's family, is that we get along. Hmm? Well, I've never had a relationship where I got along with the family of the girl. It's always been goddamn war. Because people don't like the way I live. They don't like the way I look at the world. You don't you take anything fucking serious, you long-haired freak? I said, yeah, but you ain't done it yet. I think I'll take it serious when somebody shoots me. You know, or...
yeah.
The end of my trip here on Earth. But everything in the middle is like Bill Hicks says. What's that he says?
It's just a ride.
And who?
And it's all about a choice. Between fear and love.
Well, what is there left for you in life right now to make a choice about?
Where am I going to score my weed next?
All right, but these are things that you're familiar with. You don't have to, go out in search of these answers. You already have them.
Oh no, I've got that under control.
See, so there's nothing in life that you need to go out and seek.
Nah.
What about information?
Well, information I usually get on my own.
Well, like for what? Do you have interests besides music?
Yeah, well, in the late years as a teen, I started doing a lot of psychedelic chemicals.
Ooh.
What a fun it was. Still do once in a while. But it's given me a lot of insight, time to think of, you know, reanalyze myself and the world around me.
Hmm. Well, do you believe that you create the world around you as you go?
Yeah, I believe that.
But you can't stay in control of it. But
you can't stay in control of it, but you can manifest what you're in need of in the not so distant future. Sure. I've witnessed it with my own eyes.
Well, I think you go through it, too, because...
Yeah, all through my life, whenever I needed something, it
Yeah.
It would pop up exactly before I needed it.
Whoa. And you've
just
seen, yeah.
I knew that I just took it cool. I need this at this point, but I won't stress about it. It's going to come by itself. I know, because that's the way it just goes.
Right, but everybody else is all harping at you to go to work, be a hard worker, get out there and fight, 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 and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Wow. Because when I was just about your age, right in your area of time, was when I finally had made my decision to not be a part of the main game. Because I was competitive until I was in my late 20s and wanted to make money and all that kind of shit. And something changed. I don't know what it was, but it started out with this guy showing me this thing from Arizona about the driver's license you're not driving. Driving is a matter of commerce. And it was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that. And I thought, holy shit. Then the next thing I run into is guys telling me, well, you don't have to file for income tax. That's how they get you. Your signature is everything that you're ever going to have. That's the most valuable tool you own is your signature.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here I am 27 years old. I didn't know my ass from my elbow by that point. Not really. But I was armed with the information to go forward. And today, some of the people I am closest to physically still – driver's license, registration, and all that kind of stuff, right? Well, those are the people that always wanted me to do the driving. They had the driver's license in the car and it's insured and all. They didn't like to drive it.
No.
Go figure. Well, hey, so here I was. They go, hey, you mind driving? Fuck, do I mind driving? I drive all the fucking time if you don't want to. Sure. There you go. And see, so, but as time went on, now you can't get me in a car unless I'm drunk.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a car so far.
Well, Maria had to come pick me up from the general.
Yeah.
I went out there last summer, I think. Just got obliterated. I was drinking with the Danes. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's always a disaster. They can drink their asses off.
I know, but I still did. Anyway, nothing, you know, like I didn't murder anyone, but I was too obliterated to walk home by myself. Probably would have ended up in the canal.
Sure.
Trying to fuck a duck in the canal. Yeah. Hey, what are you doing out there? Oh, what?
Quack, quack, quack.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't remember the trip home, so they videotaped it. Showed it to me later. And I was just laughing and having a good time, just being an idiot.
Cool.
But not in the kind of condition that you would expect me in to be walking around town. See?
Nah.
And I really work hard to not put myself in those kind of positions now that I'm aware of how it happens. Because, I don't know. I call it? Trust. You know? I trust life, thing, whatever. To do whatever it's going to do. And if I'm going to croak or go to prison or get shot, it's going to happen. Nothing that... you can't stop things from happening. But you can live outside of their vibrations where you're not attracting them to you.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
When I'm that drunk, I don't think I have that ability any further.
Nah, I wouldn't assume I would have that either.
Okay, smoking, I can kind of focus a little here and there.
Yeah, me too. But drinking, yeah, I lose focus like that.
Now, with the acid or with the mushrooms, that's a whole nother animal.
Sure is.
But like water or aspirin, you can take too much and damage yourself.
Sure.
Okay, well, that's the fear part that comes into, oh, you're experimenting with drugs. And, well, no, actually, experimenting with something is to take it to with no idea what's going to come of it. This, if it's done properly and in moderation, it's not designed to hurt you.
Nah. What really bothers me, particularly about acid, is that they say it's so fucking dangerous. For someone who's never done it before, a trip would be no more than 100 milligrams. the dosage for killing yourself is 12,000.
Okay. Wow. So, yeah.
Fucking dangerous. You have to go totally fucking overboard to kill yourself with it.
Like with weed.
Yeah, it's not possible. If you even make it, you're going to be so high, you're probably going to survive anyway.
You're going to pass out and go to sleep with a bag of Cheetos. Like, yeah. Right, but if a ton of it fell on your head.
Yeah, then you'd be crushed.
That would, but like COVID, then they call that pot-related death.
Yeah.
These people, they're so sneaky. They're you know what? You're not going to like this. I think that the press is full of shit. All of it.
Oh my God, are you serious?
All the crap that they tell us, whether it happened or not, isn't what I'm arguing about. What I'm arguing about is the way they tell us that shit happened.
Yeah.
And I think that the Mary Graham Z, she's real big on spellcasting, things like this.
Yeah.
She's done a lot of reading about the English language and what we do with it. And most of us, either like me, I'm apathetic, I guess, to some degree. I don't take enough time to correct my errors. So whatever I'm doing wrong, I'm going to do it wrong. But I don't really think I care.
No, I don't think you do either.
I'm not afraid to make a mistake. But when I've seen the mistake and you can show, hey, look, you're doing it wrong and you should do it like this, and I can see it, I just, oh, okay, well, I fucked that up. Okay, we won't do that anymore. Let's try it this way. And that's how I truly believe I live my life. Well, it's a nice story, but how many people really can?
Well, we're all stories in the end. The only thing we can do is make ours a good one.
Well, the level of trust that I live at is incredible. Tell you. Cause, well, the people that I surround myself with, I feel I trust all of them. And what I trust is that they're going to do exactly what they're going to do. And how I interpret it is usually because of me. But I can only think that in a certain state of mind. When I'm emotional and think something doesn't go my way, all that, I can't remember that. Well, I'm human. But when I do drugs and shit like that, if anything, calms me down. When I drink a little bit too much, ooh. I don't know. I've heard some bad things over my life, but I don't remember none of it.
I either go lovey-dovey or I start crying about something ridiculous. It's one or the other.
Wow.
I don't drink anymore. I don't really like it. The bust is not worth it in the end.
So outside of the acid and the mushrooms, what else would you do beside that? Because there's a lot of drugs that are available to me that I'm not interested in.
Sure, there's also a lot available to me that I want to do.
Yeah, you know that there's cocaine available in the city here, in Fredericktown?
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine, my friend. I was in shock. I said, wait, nay unto you. No, actually, I just overheard some people they were either making a deal or a date about doing some blow. I went, oh, cool. But I still was not tempted to, find a connection and all that crap.
No.
And then when you come along, you came along way before any of the other stuff happened. We were just always smoking together. But the mind expanding thing, that came up. I don't even know how it came up, but it was my idea. Well, that's how it really works. People in the normal world, they've got this illusion that there's drug addicts out there looking for people to get addicted to drugs. So maybe in the big city. I've been away from the big city for a long, long time.
Yeah, I stay from those places where I will.
But I don't remember anybody in my life ever coming up to me with a bag of drugs and saying, here, take these.
Well, I've experienced it a few times, but that was mainly for safekeeping, but they never wanted it back, so...
Right. Well, there's that, but see, good. I think it's the wavelength that I travel on, and whatever that thing that I'm in is, how do you even explain it? It's like everything that should happen doesn't happen, And everything that shouldn't happen actually does happen.
Yeah.
And, it shows itself in the weirdest ways. Like, I married a city girl that wanted to live in the country and have a big backyard and a dog and a cat. Well, I didn't know that when I met her. That was all as we went along, you know, we meet, and when we found out all this other shit about the other guy, you know, after we got connected, it was like a jumping into the river and without checking out the temperature or the depth. But sure. It did it anyway. Well, people don't think they can do that. And I do. I think even with all this COVID bullshit and laws and crap, there's ways around it. Yeah, there's ways around every hurdle. It's just a matter of what you're willing to give up to get.
Exactly.
So I don't judge my personal value by dollars and cents. Oof, that would be a burden.
Yeah, I would think so too.
An incredible amount of work. I'd rather waste my time playing video games than spend it earning money.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Same.
What is wrong with me? Well, I know things about being successful in the fields that I'd be good at that are repellent. And I'd rather go without than do that to have, you know. And because of that, life just doesn't never make me suffer. I don't know. Yeah, because my health is holding up pretty good for my age now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, I don't think you're in any better shape than I'm in, son.
Nah.
Now, you're a little stronger because you're bigger than I am, but outside of that, but outside of the old, you know, the old decaying outside of me, I'm still holding up. I'm bragging because I feel good to be alive in this time of pandemic. Know what I mean?
Yeah, well, who wouldn't?
A lot of people don't because their reality is allowing them to, I guess, be absorbed by the fucking Borg. You know, it's all around them, and they're in the center of it getting fucking suffocated.
Yeah.
And me and you are on the outskirts at the end of the fucking world on the water. There's no further north. You can't go anywhere from here. You're in the steel plant. They'll probably have the security take you off. You know?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I've never wandered around that. It's a huge steel plant back there.
Yeah, well, not to be bragging, but my great-great-granddad was the one who made the blueprints for the steel mill.
Oh, that's bragging.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. That's good bragging. You know. Well, how many generations do you go back in this particular city?
At least 150, 200 years or so.
See, in itself.
There's even a street in town named after my great-great-granddad.
See, and that in itself is lost, you know, and it's lost in the masses. Big and huge and millions of people all living in one place. Nobody gives a fuck about shit like that anymore because, you know, they got important stuff to do.
Sure.
That's where I was going when I was your age. And life had take mercy on me or something. So instead of a drudgery and fucking, I don't know, slavery, I got to be a free spirit in a world that was kind of slowly closing all the freedom doors. As soon as I made it through a country or a state, right afterward or during it, like when I was in London, I was there in 89. When I went back in 1990, there's a law that says you can't smoke on the bus anymore. Like, man. Right. But see, I got to be there when you could.
Yeah, I never experienced that.
And I did some crazy ass shit in foreign countries that I don't know how come I did it when I did it, but nothing happened. Nobody gave a flying fuck is what happened. I was around my own kind of people smoking a spliff and nobody gave a fuck. That's all it was. But at the time I was American and fuck, everybody turns on you sooner or later.
Yeah.
So,
kinda sad.
Right. But when I got out of that dog-eat-dog mentality, it left. So I had to leave the city to actually dump. And you know what? You've never heard this, but I've told Mary a couple times, I think, over the years. I had the most incredible trip to a place called Nottingham, England. Right?
Yeah.
Well, the whole of it is I go to Scotland to visit my parents. My grandmother lives in London, and I had a ticket for a train trip to London and back to Scotland. So I figured I'd use it, right? So I go to visit my grandmother, and I get to her place, and she's all of a sudden very nice about my hair. Weird, acting strange. Oh, your hair looks so wonderful, blah, blah, blah. And before all that, it was, you need to cut your hair. So after years of, you need to cut your hair, and how are you, you know, to, she's all different. And she didn't want me to stay in London. She said, no, you're not going to like it anymore. It's changed. This is in 96. She says, oh, it's changed so much since the last time you were here. I was in there in like 90, 91, 6 month period. Anyway, so I leave. My grandmother talks me into it. So I'm going to get a train to go to Nottingham, or a place called Derby by Nottingham, to go visit my uncle I'd never met.
Sure.
So I get on this train, and I'm sitting there. And you, have you ever been on an English train?
No.
Okay. It's almost a sin to try to talk to a stranger on a public train in England because you haven't been properly introduced. So they're very standoffish people. They're not cordial and friendly in public situations. Very, grab their newspaper and start reading and ignore you. All right. So I'm sitting on this train and looking at all the people around me, a bunch of boring fucking dicks. Don't really want to talk to you anyway. And then along the road, along the trip, this guy, kind of weird-looking guy, sits down at the table. I'm going, oh, finally something I can bullshit with from going to Derby. And the first thing this prick does is he pulls out his newspaper and starts doing the crossword puzzle. And I go, oh, fuck, here I am, sitting on this fucking train. I'm going on nowhere. I have no idea where I'm going or nothing. And then the conductor says, Derby, so-and-so many miles. And I said, oh, thanks. What stop is it? He says, I'll let you know. And then the guy that sat down with the crossword puzzle pokes up his nose out of his paper out of fucking nowhere and starts talking to me because he's going to Derby. Hmm. Now, if you've ever traveled alone as a young fella, I was in my young 30s, so I still looked in my 20s. I wasn't very aged yet. Anyway, so this guy's telling me, oh, through this thing, we're interacting, and I'm telling him I'm going to Derby. At the end of it, he says, well, this is your lucky day, because I'm telling him I went looking for a bar and a bed, someplace I can stay for about a week until my uncle can meet me. Yeah. And he said, yeah, this is your lucky day, man. I'll take you to a place. That's exactly where I'm going, and on and on and on. And half of the American in me is thinking, holy shit, am I going to get skinned and robbed here? I trust life. I don't think I bring that on. So I went with it. And sure as fuck, it was a 4-bedroom place called the Football or something. It was a hotel for bums and, you know, drunks.
Yeah.
And I stayed there with these people for a week and drank and partied and had a fucking blast. Met my uncle. Then when I had to go back to Scotland, I get back to Scotland and find out my grandmother died the next day after I saw her.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, right. So life just, it's always cradled me. You know, no matter how good or bad things are, it's all a matter of what I'm willing to carry around to be upset about, I think, in the end.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Well, Flash, I think we have to wrap it up.
Let's do that.
The cat wants to go out.
Hey, thanks a lot for doing the dark table with me, too, because it's...
Sure.
I get a little talky, but your input is as good as anybody's I've ever had on the radio. So.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, and I've had Larry Woods, Rob Works, Vinny, Graham Z, Moose Girl, Grimner. Now, you take care of Felix, and I'll close all this shit down.
Sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Magnus. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, me too.
Well, dorks and dorkettes out there in radio land, I'm closing out here. I have to slow down and bullshit about something while I get all these buttons and stitch organized so I can give Grimner back his radio thing. Anyway, thanks a lot for anybody out there that was actually listening to me and Magnus bullshit about a crazy life. But the two of us believe that we lived in a kind of like a different frame of mind than average Joe. And fortunately, we know each other. You know? And we get along because we think a lot of the same crap, and most people that we know think we're insane. So, with that, I'll say thanks a lot for tuning in to the Stork Table on 29th of May, 2021, and try not to kill anybody on the way out. Take care. Let me close it.